fishing for the new season? Because we're well and truly into spring now.
Yeah, the thing is, we've got, we touched on it over the weeks, we've had seasons shut, and those seasons are very tasty eating fish. So stripy trumper has been shut, of course, crayfish have been shut, and these are all for good reason. These are to give the stocks time to spawn. What else we had shut? Oh, squid, that's the only one I don't agree with, but anyway, it's shut. And that all becomes open again in November, so that's not far away. So that's something to really get excited about.
Yeah, well, it's only a week away, so you'll be able to go hunting for squid as of next weekend.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I was just going, oh, wow, because I can't believe it's so close to Christmas. But, yes, of course, it's only a week away, and it's going to be really good because it just gives us so many more options when we go on a trip down the west coast or the east coast and we venture out to sea. It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right, some stories you've heard this week, maybe?
I've got a few stories. Let me dive into my notes. I've actually got some notes. So,
wow,
Dylan Smith has wandered down the west coast with Brendan Trotter. I'm not exactly sure which river, but there's a heap of rivers down there to try. It looks like the Arthurs River, but they've got some fantastic trout. You can always tell those trout are from the west coast. They're magnificent looking fish. I've seen some pictures of some fish pushing 10 pounds, so it's obviously fishing. Obviously fishing quite well down there. Still, I had a picture of another trout just bear with me who took that. It was out the front here. It was we're moving out to sea now, Sulphur Creek, just off Sulphur Creek, and there was some nice yummies caught, and also some flatheads. So we spoke about those flathead moving a bit more, the temperature starting to sort of tickle away. Of course, it's very slow, the temperature, to move upwards out to sea because of I just suppose it's a different medium than of course, ambient air. But Daniel Johnson was out there, and he caught some fish with his young sons. It was good to see. It was a nice day. Out they went, and they've caught some nice gummies and a few things. He also caught a butterfly latchet. Now, the butterfly latchet is a fairly rare-looking fish. It's quite red, and it's got really big fins either side of its body, and they're very beautiful. A lot of people call them a different sort of gurnard, but they're actually called a butterfly latchet.
Okay, so I've never seen one. So they've got different sort of fins. What do you mean?
Oh, they're quite large. So either side of the body, they've got the you know, fish have those little fins. Well, these ones flare out. So they're a little bit like, I suppose, you know, how peacocks can flare out their tail?
Sort of like like a flying fish, sort of. No?
Sort of, but a lot broader and rounder. So, yeah, if people have got phones nowadays, if they were to Google a butterfly latchet, that's what they would be looking at. Hit Google Images and they'll see what they are. But they're not built to fly like a flying fish. They're sort of built a lot like me, and I wouldn't do a lot of flying.
Do you eat them, though?
You can eat them. I've eaten them, and they're quite nice. If you get a big one, the fillets are quite usable. They are a strange body size, so a bit like myself. They fill it up quite nicely, but you've got to get quite a large one to get enough meat off them. Otherwise, they don't yield a lot of meat.
Mm. All right. So we've done trout, we've done flathead, we've done butterfly latchets. Did I get that right?
Butterfly latchets, you did. And whiting. So that's the other thing that I've come across a lot of. People are telling me that the whiting are really coming along. The Tamar River, the top end, well, not the top end, but the out the sea bit, the delta, you know, around, what would you call it, Garden Point, Kelso, some of the patchy areas around from Baker's Beach, from the Tamar end of the world, has been fishing very well for King George Whiting, and we do have a fantastic King George Whiting fishery. It's something that's really taken off over the last probably 5 years. There's been a lot of old stooges have been keeping it to themselves for many, many years, of course, but I think everyone's having a go now. That's because of some pretty cool rigs too. You've got lots of pre-made whiting rigs that make it really easy to be able to go out and catch whiting.
Been fishing yourself this week or what?
I was going to go out the other day, but we ended up going around, the kids weren't overly impressed because I had to end up going around to my friend's shed to help fix the rally car because he tore the quarter panel off at last event. So that's meant that we had to go and find a rear panel for it, which wasn't commercially available. So we had to cut one off another car and turn it out to be a bit of a job. So the kids had the bottom lip drop because we were going to go fishing and we ended up around at a shed cutting
Okay.
But luckily, that's around at a place in Short Street in Ulverston. There's a couple of parks there, so they had a bit of fish. Oh, the other trout that I forgot to mention was Kyle Harris, who's quickly becoming a very, very good angler. He was in the Mersey, and he found a very nice sea runner, and they are a very exciting fish. So the sea runners are still about on the northwest coast. It's the time to really start fishing for those guys. I like to do it on low tide because it's less water and the same amount of fish, and you can spot those white baits, those fish chasing, flying out of the water and spearing everywhere, and then you can throw your lure in behind where those white baits splatter out of the water because they're being chased by a big trout, and hopefully the trout decides to take your lure.
And while we're talking tides, thanks to Deegan Marine, our good friends there. They've been doing it for over 45 years, those guys. So we've just passed a high tide. So we've got a low at about midday, and the next high will be at about 5:40 this afternoon. Not a bad one, 3.46 metres.
Well, that's the way, good tide. So that's a good bit of water movement. The fish like to move and feed on a nice, varied tide. Now, you mentioned Deegan Marines. I happen to notice that they have got their pie ovens back in stock.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, they're good. Travel Buddy pie ovens in stock again. They've got two different sizes, and they're sensational. You can put them in the back of your four-wheel drive or put them in your boat, and when you pull up either on your favourite fishing spot or your favourite picnic area, you've got hot pies. What's not to like about that?
That's bloody fantastic. So the weather, today, not too bad. Sorry, tomorrow, hang on, let me just double-check that. Today's going to be foul, okay? So I'm going arse about face here. I'm looking at Sundays. So today, fair bit of rain, okay? 10 to 20 mils. Wind's light, though, but anyway, lots of rain. Not too good on land and offshore. Saturday, a bit better, maybe just a mil or so, but a little bit windy tomorrow. Sunday looks the pick of days this weekend, fine, partly cloudy and fairly light winds. There you go.
Oh, there you go. And, of course, most people won't care because they'll be watching the foosball. Oh, no, that's overnight.
It's a night game, tomorrow night, yeah.
Oh, if they couldn't ruin the game much more, they've made it a night game. Oh, well done. Well done, AFL.
All right, is there anyone you want to pick apart or slam or castigate before you go?
Yeah, the Toro Lawnmower Company of America. I fixed my lawnmower late last night, because it was fading light, and they've got a system on there where it disengages the blades to stop you cutting your foot off, but it basically renders the mower useless.
Yeah.
So I outsmarted them. I drilled two big holes and bashed a couple of cotter pins into there, and now it's direct drive. So I've now got a mower that's actually a lawnmower and not just a useless device. So thank you very much, Ty, for designing a rubbish lawnmower.
Right, so what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to mow some lawn now. I've got this lawnmower, but I am going to... Oh, I suppose I'll watch the football, but... No, actually, I'm not. I'm not going to watch it out of
spite
for the game. Oh, football makes me furious nowadays. It's like everything in life, they've watered it down that much. It's just rubbish! But I do send a shout-out to Narelle Doris Smith. She's a massive Richmond fan, and again, Richmond, they're in the grand final again. I've watched enough of the news to realise that, so I do hope the Richmond Tigers win for Narelle. She's a mad, crazy Richmond supporter, as most Richmond supporters are.
Yep.
They're all mad loons.
All right, so anyway, if you want to drop a line, or anyone dropping a line, I suggest probably... Sunday's the pick of the days this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. So I might even do it myself. I've got the kids again this weekend and we'll be looking for something to do. So it's always a good family option to go fishing.
Good on you, mate. Plug your website and Facebook there.
That's Tasmania. Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Go Fish Tasmania with Morton Hooch and Team Pan Sumo Fishing.
Done. All right. Catch you next week.
All right. Cheers.